Roman na to chwadim, ja?
Let's look at verse 12 to 21.
Den dortige Serie um den Fahrer und Befuller, der Tag Fahrer ja noch wohl.
Ja.
Ja, damals ist Jesus Christi. Noi zante ta akan ni diran nyuta ta ngelala nyun nei rai wa tsotul zau. Al nyuta ni diran fa fa tesa na kana tu na nyun na leja un tsatsa fa fa tesa. Sa tsi sa me fa na muti zai ya. Fa ta luan ni lalamas je ni shuta te tu am tsotul zau. Nefa tsi sai na nyun tsi sai na nyuta ra tsi mis lalama. Na nzaka tsa ni adama ka tsa mu sese nefa ni fa fa tesa. Ye. Fa na dia tam izay tsy nanota tahaka nanotany adamasy izay tandidin'ilay ho avy tsy tahaka ny fahadisoana ny fanomezana fahasoava satria raha ny fahadisoan'ny iray no nahatonga fampatesana ho an'ny maro manoatra noho izany kosa ny fahasoavan'andriamanitra sy ny fanomezany be dia be mahaimaimpoana ho an'ny maro amin'ny alalan'olona iray dia jesosy kristy tsy tahaka ny avy amin'ny iray izay nanota ny fanomezana fa noho ny nataon'ny iray no nisehoan'ny fitsarana ny fanameloana nefa noho ny fahadisoana maro kosany nisehoan'ny fanomezany fahasoavana fahamarinana fa raha ny fahadisoan'ny olona iray no nanjakan'ny fahafatesana noho ny nataon'ny iray maika izay mahazo ny haben'ny fahasoavana sy ny fanomezany fahamarinana no hanjaka amin'ny fiainana noho ny nataon'ny iray dia jesosy kristy koa tahaka ny nahatongavan'ny fanamelomana ho an'ny olona rehetra noho ny fahadisoany iray no ahatongavan'ny fahamarinana ho amin'ny fiainana kosa ho an'ny olona rehetra noho ny fahamarinana iray fa tahaka ny nanaovana ny maro mpanotany ho ny tsy fankatoavan'ny olona iray no nanaovana ny maro ho marina kosa noho ny fankatoavan'ny iray ny lalàna ny lalàna koa dia niditra mba hampitombo ny fahadisoana nefa teo amin'izay tombon'ny ota no nioaro ny fahasoavana ho lavitra mba ho tahaka ny nanjakan'ny ota tamin'ny fahafatesana no manjakan'ny fahasoavana kosa amin'ny fahamarinana fiainana mandrakzay amin'ny alalan'ny jesosy kristy
mpompontsikaraisany
an-danitro mitenena aminay ity maraindro
As we go into the details of your word,
raha andeha hamakivaky ny atsipirihan'ny teninao izay manivavaka izay ny teninao hamakivaky ny fonainy ao amin'ny anaratsy jesosy amen
The verse we got up to last week.
Ni andiny izay nijanonatsika tamin'ny heriny a.
It computes that we are reconciled to God in Christ Jesus.
Dia nanomintina hoe isika dia nampiavanina tamin'ny alalan'i Kristy Jesosy.
I spoke about how many benefits and blessings there are that accompany justification.
Dia niteny aho hoe betsaka ireo fitahina izay nampiarahana tamin'ilay hoe fanamarinana.
We said there's this righteousness from God that we receive by faith.
Dia miteny aho hoe misy fahamarinana avy amin'Andriamanitra izay raisina avy amin'ny finoana.
And in this sermon today,
ary amin'ny alalan'ity toroteny androany ity,
we're going to get to some of the nuts and bolts, the little pieces of the story.
Dia hijery bebe koa tsika ny atsipirihan'ilay tantara.
The inner parts that make the machine work.
Lay ao anatin'ilay lay zavatra izay mahatonga le izy ny mandeha.
It's like you look at a car.
Ohatra hoe mahita tômôbila zao ohatra
ianao. You know it drives.
Kanareo mandeha le izy.
Hopefully.
Yeah, antsenana hoe ohatr'izay raha ohatra ka tsara le izy le fiara.
But you wonder how does that work inside?
Fa ohatra hoe manontany ianao ohatra ahoana kay fiasan'ny izy ao anatiny ao.
And someone might listen to Paul saying you can have this righteousness.
Dia misy olona mety hoe mihaino any Paul dia hoe ozy izy mbola afaka mahazo ty fahamarinana ty ianao.
But how does that really work?
Fa hoe ahoana ka tena fomba fiasan'izay zavatra izay?
You see, we understand Jesus dying for our sins.
Anareo takatritsika ilay hoe Jesosy maty noho ny fahotantsika.
We understand that his blood was shed for our atonement.
Ary takatritsika ilay hoe ny rany nalatsaka mba ho fanoloana ny fahadisoantsika.
But how do we get the righteousness of God? How does this come to us? And Paul wants us to understand this process. So what he's just explained is what we call imputed righteousness. Righteousness that is credited to you. And he wants us to go into detail to understand it well. So he begins with Adam. And he tells us a bit about Adam. Then he introduces Jesus as the second Adam. And he speaks a bit about how Jesus and Adam are different. And then he ends up speaking some more about Jesus. And tells us how Jesus and Adam are the same.
And it
can seem a bit confusing. But it's not really. We're going to go through it slowly. And it begins with this idea that your father's 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 father, all the way back to the beginning, was Adam.
So
I don't know how we got to be different shades of brown or pink or yellow or
whatever.
But if they cut us open, they take some cells out. And they examine very closely. There's every indication that the human race originated from one source. That's why they talk about finding the original Eve. And there's some bones in South Africa, there's a fossil. And they say this is the oldest one, so this is the first one. And they call that whole area the cradle of humankind. Like the birthplace of
humankind.
No worry, there's another country somewhere else in North Africa where they think they've got the oldest bones. But genetic science tells us we all actually come from one species. And Paul says sin came into the world through one man. And verse 12 is very important. Because he shows you, therefore, just as sin came into the world through one man, and death through sin, so death spread to all men because all sinned. It's a progression. At a specific point in time in history, sin entered the world. Through one man. And like a disease that he carried, he gave it to his offspring. And they gave it to their offspring. Death reigned through Adam and spread to all men And then it ends verse 12 with this very important phrase, because all
sinned.
Now the language scholars, they understand that Paul used some very clumsy or complicated tense. His verb tense was a complicated one. He didn't say because all are sinners. He says because all sinned. And that grammar refers to a singular event. What he is saying is that all sinned in Adam's sin.
Then Sabatan Tentinua Barua, the way Rizanetana, Nanuta, Tawam Lay, Utana Kraya, the Bom Lam.
This is very important.
Tina, Sabatana, Tanza Bemit.
Because he doesn't mean we are like Adam and we sin. He's saying all sinned already in Adam. It's a collective responsibility. When he says all sinned, it means if my children get married and have children, he's saying they sinned already. In Adam. Because we come from Adam, we were in Adam. And we sinned. Now that sounds really harsh. To a Western mind, an individualist doesn't like that. We say it again. Paul is not saying that all human beings die because, like Adam, we sin at some point in time. But he is saying that death reigns over all humanity. Because we were in Adam when he sinned. When Adam sinned, so did we. Another way to put that is that Adam's sin is imputed to us. The depth of the problem of sin goes all the way back to Adam. So read verse 13 and 14. What's he going on about? Death reigned from Adam until Moses and after
Moses.
But between Adam and Moses, what is significant? God gave an explicit command to Adam. Do you remember what that command was? You shall not eat of the tree of the fruit of the tree of the knowledge of good and evil. So God gave a command to Adam. Adam broke the command, and so we understand he sinned.
nandahatsy na nagatoan zay tenin'Andriamanitra zay.
What happened with Moses?
Inona zavatra nitranga tamin'i Moses?
God gave through Moses the law.
Dia Andriamanitra nanome tamin'ny alalan'i Moses ny lalàna.
Explicit commands.
Tena hoe tenimidina mazava be mihitsy.
Understand, if you break these laws, you're sinning.
Hoe takatra ao tsara hoe raha mandika ty lalàna nakiratena dia manota.
But between Adam and Moses, God didn't give anyone explicit commands. So why were they dying? What about Abel? Cain murdered him. Abel didn't deserve to die. What about all the people between Adam and Moses? They weren't breaking any obvious or explicit command, and they still died. So Paul is emphasizing that death came through Adam's sin. And if death came through Adam's sin and death came to all men, even those who aren't breaking an explicit command, then that sin must be our sin. We were in Adam.
We are in Adam.
And so when Adam sinned, we
sinned.
The issue is death reigns. And we sinned in Adam. Adam represents us. He is our head, our first ancestor. And in a sense, when he was standing before God, in him, if we're in Adam, we were being represented by him. And we can't escape what happened. So how does this representation work? You're born of Adam. You were in Adam at the beginning. Representation. One for many. It's like when a labor union representative goes to an employer to negotiate. All the workers get together and form an association. They appoint a representative to speak for them. The laborers are unhappy with their wages. The representative goes to the employer. They enter into wage negotiations. The union representative makes an agreement. He comes back to the workers. Says, you wanted a 10% increase, but you're getting an 8% increase. It's the best thing to do. It's been signed. The deal is done. The workers say, yeah, we're getting an increase. 3 months later, one of the workers is feeling sorry for himself. He doesn't feel he's paid enough. He complains to his boss.
I
have not paid enough. His boss says to him, but then what do you want? I wanted 15%. The boss says to him, but you agreed to 8. It's true. He has no leg to stand on. The representative made the agreement on his behalf. But when he complains to his boss, his boss doesn't say, your representative. He says, you agreed. Because you were in your representative, he was representing you. It's even possible to go to court and a lawyer speaks for you. He's your advocate. The whole case, court case, can happen and you never even open your mouth. And he speaks for you and he makes your case. That's what representation is about. Now we were represented in Adam when he sinned. And so we sinned in Adam. This close identification, you've seen it before. When that attack in France against Charlie Hebdo. The cartoonist, Charlie. So, that the people that were angry, they wanted to identify as victims with that company. So what was the phrase of solidarity? Is it? Je suis Charlie. You remember? Je suis Charlie? I am Charlie. It's not like now what the Bible is saying is, Je suis Adam. We were there. Not literally, not spiritually, but in identification. We were in Adam, that's how the Bible puts it. If you want to see another example of this idea, you can look at Hebrews chapter 7 at verse 9 and 10, and I'm not going to go into it much. You can look at it in your own time. But Abraham tied to Melchizedek. And long after Abraham, there was Abraham, Isaac, Jacob. And eventually, we have a Levitical priesthood. Through Aaron, who was in the time of Moses, long after Abraham, we get Levi, the descendant of Abraham. And the writer to the Hebrews says, Levi divine tithe to Melchizedek. Levi never even met Melchizedek. They lived in different centuries. It says, through Abraham, Levi tithe to Melchizedek. Because Levi was in Abraham. So Abraham was representing Levi and all his descendants. And Adam represented all his descendants. We were imputed with his sin. That sounds tough. But the good news is about another Adam. Because it speaks about Jesus who came. What does it say at the end of verse 14?
Volaza wamnia din fasi epatame fulle izia, we?
Who was a type, Adam was a type of the one who was to come.
We? Yadamaza, Satan did lay waf.
So Adam was a prototype.
The Yadama was not a Satan did lay waf.
There would be another one coming as a second Adam. And this would be the last Adam. Because the first one imputed sin and death to all of us. The second one would impute life to us. And so Paul then goes on to say, if Adam is a pattern of the one to come, then the one to come even exceeds Adam. He's even better. And he shows, if you read Romans 5, verse 15 to 17, in what way is Christ superior? Christ is not just the same as Adam, but he's even better than Adam. So this is the way in which Christ is not like Adam, he's even better than Adam. Adam's action was an act of breaking the law. Jesus' action was an act of righteousness. So they're opposites. But are they just equally opposites? No. Grace is greater than sin.
faltar.
It's not just that Christ is equally opposite to Adam.
Tswe mitura mtufu mifani fifanwela ni Kristian de Adama.
Adam sinned only one sin.
Adama na luta faltana anatena no faltana na krai.
And death came to all through that sin.
De fafatesana nitsa tamnela la ze faltana na izay.
But Adam sinned only one sin. Christ's grace reverses millions of sins.
Ni fasuava ni Christite amadia ni fautana amanatamchisa.
You see, it says in verse 16. The judgment following one trespass brought condemnation. But the free gift following many trespasses brings justification. So there was one transgression from Adam. There's been much sinning since then. The gift follows many trespasses. And brings justification. So Jesus' grace is bigger than just Adam's sin. It's sufficient for all sins everywhere. And so he says, on that basis, if death could reign because of one sin, how much more will those who receive the abundance of grace and the free gift of righteousness reign in life through the one man, Jesus Christ?
One
sin brought
death,
but the gift that can bring grace to overcome many sins brings manifold life, abundant life. So Christ is greater than Adam. Grace is greater than sin. And then thirdly, verse 18 and 19 goes back to his first idea in verse 12. Sin was imputed through Adam. Righteousness is imputed through Christ. Let's read verse 18 and 19.
I
love the words here. It speaks about because of the one man's disobedience, the many were made sinners. Because of Adam's sin, I was born a sinner. I was made into a sinner. Feels like I have no control over that. By the time I realized right from wrong, I knew I was a lawbreaker. Now I understand I was already a sinner in Adam. I was in Adam when Adam sinned. But now, by the one man's obedience, the many will will be made righteous.
It's like, I don't
have to do it.
I
didn't have to sin myself to be in Adam and guilty of his sin. And I will be made righteous. Because I am in Christ Jesus. So you can be in Adam.
That's
how everyone is born. When you turn to Jesus,
you
are born again into
Christ.
That's why we speak about being born again. Because we are no longer in Adam. We are now in Christ. So, and if I am in Christ,
it's
right.
By
the one man's obedience, the many will be made righteous. I will be made righteous. I look at myself and say, I'm not so good. But by his obedience, I will be made righteous. When you see me in heaven, you're
going
to meet righteous people. Because of Jesus.
Jesus.
I will be made righteous. If you are in Christ, Christ is your representative. He is your advocate. And in him, you have his righteousness.
Man of family,
let's pray.
That's key.
Lord, thank you for showing us how imputation of righteousness works. We were in Adam when he sinned. But you've translated us, you've moved us, you've placed us in Christ. And in Christ we have the righteousness of God. Thank you, Lord.
Amen.
Amen.